The new chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board is Ken Stilo. Ken, I'd like you, first of all, just tell us a little bit about yourself and your operation, where you're from.
We're located at Paradise, Kansas, which is out in the north central part of Kansas, kind of the dry part of Kansas. We're a purebred operation with some commercial cows and have some feeding interests, just kind of a lot of different involvement in the industry.
Well, the gavel was passed over today at the annual business meeting held here at the Cattle Industry Convention. As you look forward to the new year, what are some of your thoughts on taking on this responsibility? What does it mean to you?
Well, first of all, it's pretty humbling. All you've got to do is walk in the conference room at the beef board and look at the wall of the past chairman, and you're humbled. You know, you're among the superstars of the industry in terms of what's really been done over the years in the checkoff. In terms of wanting to have a particular emphasis this year, it's building back our beef demand. We've just got to do that. We've got a little hiccup here in the beef demand index, and we've got to get serious about changing that so that we can move more pounds at a higher dollar figure.
I know that early on in the meeting here, the legal report was that there's not legal action facing the checkoff for the first time in a long time. That's got to feel good and allow you to focus on doing what you said just now.
Yeah, it's just like a giant cloud's been lifted from our horizon. Ever since I've had anything to do with the beef board, we've had something like that hanging fire. Now we can focus on what we really are all about, and that just simply raising beef demand.
How about when you look at international markets? I know there's a joint committee with NCBA on that issue. We've had some markets reopen, but really haven't seen the, like you said, on the demand or the volume increase. That's part of that effort to create better demand.
When you really kind of study the way beef flows out of our production system, if I had a magic wand and I could just wave it over the foreign markets, that is absolutely the quickest way to resolve our moving our extra supplies that we know are coming this spring, and the industry is growing in terms of that. We just don't have the political power, which it turns out to be not science, but it's politics, national politics, international politics, politics within our importing countries that affects this. But we need, I think right now, one of the very best bangs for our dollar is to work to get those markets open and get more product into them, because it might make the quickest move in our supply management.
Is there anything else you'd like cattle producers to know about the work of the checkoff, and as you will be its the leader of the organization for this coming year?
When I served as Secretary Treasurer, I got the real sense that there was so much credibility and so much resolve to be totally honest with the use of the dollar, so many checkpoints that dollars couldn't be squandered or moved into things that they weren't supposed to be used for. I'd just like to reassure every cattleman out there paying in the dollar that, first of all, their money is handled in the most effective, efficient, honest way that they could hope for it to be. Within the office, that is goal number one, is to make the very best use of those dollars and protect every one of them. From then on, then we want to get it into the best programs to enhance demand.
Thank you very much, Ken Stilo, and congratulations as the new chairman for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.